At 9 minutes past six, we get into the day's top business news, starting with the latest Auditor General's report, which indicates that irregular expenditure among South Africa's national and provincial departments increased by over 45 billion rand in the 2016-2017 financial year. The report also notes that audit outcomes of state-owned enterprises continue to show a negative trend, which has been attributed to inadequate controls, monitoring and oversight. Partner and regional lead of public sector at Grant Thornton, Eugen Pillay, joins us on the line to discuss this. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. What has been the overall reaction to the latest report?
Well, I think the overall reaction based on the report is, paints a bleak picture. But let me just unpack that a bit for a minute. The audit outcomes, as reported by the Auditor General, shows that the unqualified audit opinions issued, or unqualified with no findings, was up from the previous year to about 126 auditees in the current year. But what it also shows, and this is the concerning part, that's where audit opinions issued which were qualified with findings increased to 72 in the current year.
Yeah.
And in fact, that number could be a little bit higher as well, because there's 26 auditees which have not completed their audit process at date of this report.
Mm.
So, yes, and qualified with findings means that, their financial statements are not free from material misstatements. And the additional findings that they have means that it could be around supply chain management, laws and regulations governing the entity, or even performance information. The report goes on to talk about something very interesting, actually, the financial health of certain auditees. And there's clearly been a trend where auditees are failing to manage their finances properly. In fact, in the current year, around 61 entities have been flagged who require some sort of intervention.
Yeah.
And that's drastically up from the prior year. In the prior year, it was about 38 auditees. So some sort of drastic steps must be taken in those auditees, and that must happen now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could mean that in the short term, those auditees may not be viable. Well, what's interesting to note, though, is that the Auditor General delivers his formal audit report on the 31st of July, which is 4 months after year-end, and that's formally communicated to the auditee, which means those auditees that require some sort of intervention have been communicated with already. And it would be interesting to see, have those entities or have those auditees actually implemented some sort of change,
yes,
either at leadership level or with those charged with governance, or even in their procurement departments.
Having mentioned those audits that were not done on time or submitted on time, what's to be said about that? Is this acceptable behavior, especially for departments that are owned by the state?
Not particularly. I think there are several different reasons as to why those audits have not been completed on time. The report doesn't go into specific detail,
mm-hmm,
but what would be concerning of that is that irregular expenditure currently sits at 46 billion rand,
yeah,
which is greatly up from the previous year, about 55% up. And if you look at the 26 auditees outstanding, and if there's more irregular expenditure coming through reporting from them, that 46 billion could be much higher. It could be in the region of 65 billion and 70 billion. It could be much higher. And further to that, if you look at the irregular spending patterns over the last 3 years, it's been on the increase, and it's increasing at an increasing rate as well, if I could use that term. So
yes,
for 2015 to 2016, we've seen an increase of 27% in irregular expenditure. From 2016 to 2017, it's jumped to 55%, keeping in mind that the 26 auditees' audits haven't been finalized as yet. So that 55% could be much higher, 60, probably even 65%.
This is seemingly a reoccurring narrative in South Africa. And government departments, what needs to happen to turn the situation around and accountability be taken as well as enforced?
I think there needs to be, some sort of clear accountability, and more so there must be consequence management processes within these entities that must be enforced and implemented. If you look at the amount of auditees making up irregular spend for this year, it was sitting at roughly 265 auditees, and that's a very high number relative to the 422 auditees in total. And of the 265, there's only about 66 of the auditees who have implemented some sort of investigation into improper spending or fraud allegations. So there has to be the implementation of consequence management, and it has to happen earlier on rather than after year end.
When we talk about consequence, what could likely be a mitigating consequence where irregularity is found?
Well, I think there needs to be a culture drive within these entities. You need to take into keep in mind that when procurement spending is done, it's done by the tender committee or those charged with governance that have delegated this duty to a committee. So the culture that drives the organization must stand for one that there must be a willingness to properly account and manage for public funds, and we need to see that level of commitment coming through, and that would be one of the mitigating factors that must be instilled at the entities.
It's not all bad news. There are some departments that did things correctly. What's to be said about that? Should they be applauded even though the standard is seemingly quite low?
Oh, absolutely. I think hats off to those departments and auditees that have managed to maintain their status quo of unqualified with no finding. And even those auditees that have crept up into the green zone, it's not easy getting to that level. And I think we need to definitely applaud them.
Now, give us a perspective on the extent of what is meant by irregular expenditure in general, as this could include overspending on paper, which some departments will argue that it's paper, it's pens, it's not such a big deal.
Mm-hmm. So the concept of irregular expenditure and not getting into the whole technical bit of it, let me just break that down. Mm. It's really expenditure which has been incurred without having followed the proper supply chain management process or applicable legislation. Mm. So the state shouldn't be transacting with certain businesses if they haven't complied with the supply chain management process at all. So they could have been spending at a higher rate and not at market rate. They could be buying goods and services at a higher rate, or even worse, they could be buying goods and services at a higher rate, and those goods and services may be of inferior quality. So the knock-on effect to that is that the money has been spent once, but then you've got to spend on the same good again to either repay it or to replace it sooner than expected. Or if services, you've got to spend money again to have those services re-performed. All in all, this translates to a leakage in the budget at those entities. And unfortunately, that rolls up and it becomes leakages of the budget at a national level as well.
SOEs again came up as continuous problem areas. What's to be said about that? And their books not looking so great.
I think there needs to be some sort of intervention on that. Clearly there's some lack. There's a clear lack of accountability, and there's a clear lack of a willingness then to comply with those laws and regulations that are currently in place. A starting point would have to be some sort of change in perhaps leadership of those charged with governance, and from there that needs to be unpacked then to all the divisions within that entity, especially the procurement spend.
As a parting shot, do we expect this type of trend to continue in South Africa?
I would like to say no, but unfortunately, we're sitting in a position where we're 6 months after the last financial year, and we're well approaching the end of the 2018 financial year. So if some sort of intervention is not done by these specific entities, if they're not willing to take the report that they've been given by the Auditor General serious, then I'm afraid that come 2018, you're either going to see this, this tendency, the status quo, or in fact getting much worse.
Thank you so much for your input, partner and regional lead of public sector at Grant Thornton, Eugen Pillay, talking to us about the latest Auditor General's report.